Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. And did you know we're about a third of the way through the season? One third down. That stinks. It moves so fast. 21 games left in the regular season. West Virginia finished their 10th game of the season today, and they beat Bethune-Cookman 84-61. Let's go through the bye game thresholds. Did West Virginia win? Yes. Did they win by a lot of points? It was fine. They won by 23. Did they leave without an injury? Afraid not. So 2 of 3, KJ Tenner had to leave the game. He was limping around. He was in the game trying to like fight through it. And at some point it's like, can we get KJ off the floor? They did. He did not return. So 2 out of 3, you want 3 out of 3 in every bye game. You only get 2. And that's kind of that was the feel for this game. There's 2/3 of the season left. They got 2/3 of the bye game thresholds. And this felt like a 2/3 game for West Virginia. I mean, Bethune-Cookman, they spread WVU out, did a lot of isolation, driving to the basket, and they had some decent success with it. They only scored 61, but they were able to get to the rim. Didn't finish great, but they got to the foul line a bunch. This was briefly a 6-point game early in the second half before the Mountaineers pushed the lead back to double digits. And then they outscored him by 11 in the last 5 minutes of the game to get the score, the final score, the way that it is. Was this West Virginia's best performance? It was absolutely not. Can that happen against Bethune-Cookman in the middle of December? It absolutely can. I mean, West Virginia, just hustle stats. West Virginia did not get an offensive rebound in the first half. 0. Only 9 points all night off of turnovers, which is half of what they typically get. They came into this game averaging a little over 18 points a game, points off turnovers. Tonight, 9. Two key stats where you say, all right, some of that was Bethune-Cookman, you know, getting to the line. You can't get points off of turnovers or a turnover if the play ends in a foul. Can't get transition buckets. So, it's fine. They haven't done this a ton. It reminded me of the UMass game as far as never was nervous, but definitely, you know, in that game, West Virginia won by 6 against UMass. They win this one by 23. So, the computers are not going to be upset. They're not going to be thrilled. Javon Carter, he was solid tonight, all night, 27 points. Had good success with that fake dribble handoff that ended up with 2 easy dunks. And he had to play a bunch. That's the thing about if you're having a 2/3 game, then that means instead of Javon playing 30 minutes, he plays 37 minutes. That's That's the trade-off. And that's okay right now. I prefer Javon to play 30. You can do that when you've got 8 days until your next game and then another, like, 9 days until the next game. Javon Small can play 37 minutes. It's okay, not ideal, okay. Jonathan Powell, I thought that Ed-Andre 3000 in the starting lineup with Amani at the four was not going to stick, and I don't think they're going to go back to that. Maybe we'll see it in conference play, but what I thought would happen happened tonight, where Jonathan Powell got his first start, and he looked solid. 14 points, he made 4 threes, got 5 rebounds. I mean, what you're losing, and you're definitely going to see a difference if Tucker's not able to come back against Kansas, the beginning of Big 12 play, or whatever length of time, then the difference between him and Jonathan Powell, you feel that most on the defensive end. He just doesn't stand out. There's nothing terrible, but it just doesn't stand out like Tucker has. But this is, I expect, the starting lineup without Tucker is putting in Jonathan Powell in Tucker's place. Sincere Harris, I mean, are you sitting down? He had a few attempts at a three. He did not make it. He's now 0 for 21 on the season. But another stat-stuffing box score. He got the 12 points. Got a couple of floaters to go. Definitely stuff up close. 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. He's definitely contributing. Briefly left with a leg injury, came back to finish the game. As we've discussed, he's you got to find the three. He's looking for it. He's going to find it. He can make one, and then we can tell Sincere to not shoot one again for the rest of the season. Monty Hansberry, best offensive performance since returning from the Bahamas. Started the game with a pick and roll right down the lane, easy two. Finished a couple of those, made an early three. He ended up with 16.6 rebounds. When Amani gets it around the rim, I feel like it's going to be 2 points. Either him making it or getting fouled. With Tucker out, I feel like Amani's got to be the number two option offensively. Got to find ways to get him the ball when he's cutting to the basket. That one play where Powell fed him the ball for an easy two wasn't the best pass. He's got great hands, was able to reach that, finish the basket. I want to see more of that. And after the bench exploded against North Carolina Central, they were quiet tonight. Only 10 points, including a late Jake Howard three. I mean, my man comes in with a minute and a half left. Is he going to get up a shot? You know he is. And he's one for one. And the good thing about this game, you know, again, not nervous. As the lead was around 12 or 13, it felt like, for most of the second half, instead of the UMass game where it ends up 6-point win. They win this one by 23. And you got to give the defense their flowers. That's what the kids say. Let's give the defense their flowers after 10 games. If the season ended today, you know, I'm punching stuff into Ken Pomeroy's computer. If the season ended today, it does not. But if it did, West Virginia's opponent's 2-point field goal percentage would be the lowest since Ken Pom's been keeping track of WVU's. Of that particular category, he's been doing it since 1997. This is the lowest in those, 24 seasons? Lowest opponent 2-point field goal percentage. Lowest 3-point field goal percentage. Lowest percentage that the opponents are getting assisted baskets. The highest percentage of blocks since they've been keeping track. 1997. So we're talking about a big span. The last few years of Gail Calatera, Beeline, Huggins, the 1 year of Eilert, that old time, number one in those 24 years in very important categories. Yes, they have to play 20 Big 12 games. No, the season doesn't end after 10 games. Yes, they probably won't be able to keep up this pace. It's still impressive, though. And that's how you can have a two-thirds game, is by being solid on defense. Offensively, after 10 games, the thing that stands out from a statistical standpoint is how many threes this team shoots. They're shooting so many threes. Only 15 teams in Division I basketball take a higher percentage of threes than the Mountaineers. WVU made 10 tonight, 10 threes. So in 10 games, six of them, WVU's made at least 10 threes. To compare that to the previous regime, the last season with Josh Eilert, West Virginia had 7 games all season, not in a third of the season. The whole season, they did it 7 times. The last time a Huggins West Virginia team had 6 games where they made 10 or more threes, you got to go back to the first season of this podcast. The last season of Press Virginia, 2017-18, is the last season. They did it way more than 6 times. Deuce and Oscar's freshman season, the 2019-2020 season, West Virginia went, they didn't do it once. How many times in that season did West Virginia make 10 threes? Goose egg. So it's night and day difference from a strategy. This team's good at shooting threes. But here's the thing. Tucker's out. And Tucker is the best three-point shooter on this team. Took the most threes. And 10 games in, the stats reflect that. Other guys are shooting threes. Obviously, JP, Javon Small, Okadi's had his moments. Amani, I want him shooting at least 4. He didn't get the 4 tonight.
With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this team's living off of threes. They're also living off of points off turnovers. And so the question is, can you live off of threes with Tucker out? Now, they've done it in 2 games at home against lesser competition than what they're going to see here in the near future. So I think they can live off of threes better at home. Once they play conference games, the road's going to be a little bit tricky because you know that Javon Small is going to get the other team's best defensive guy on them. And if his threes dries up, then and you know that's what Jonathan Powell's going to do, then where are the threes going to come from? It's a concern. It's a concern without Tucker. And so without the threes, as when that comes back down to earth, as far as the numbers that West Virginia makes, then it really puts emphasis on the points off turnovers, transition points, fast break points. You can see it, and you've seen it at times today. Without Tucker, this team needs easy baskets when they can get them. And if the offense bogs down and the threes don't fall, where are you going to make up for that? This team's not built to get offensive rebounds. Can you make up for that by playing good defense, getting stops, running in transition? I mean, that's a stat we'll need to pay attention to for the rest of the season, is not necessarily the number of turnovers, but can West Virginia, when they get a turnover, get points, and can they get some easy buckets? Because if they don't, and we know this, without your second best player, it's going to be a concern no matter what. But threes dry up and you don't get points off of turnovers, then what? Then that's bad. And we don't want bad. Coach DeVries is a good coach. Maybe there's a way I'm not thinking of besides Javon Small with the Superman cape on.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the articles about WVU sports. Listen to West by Pod, another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella about football. Joel and Jordan do a great job there. Join the Smoking Musket Discord. Follow Smoking Musket on social media. Do all that stuff and join me underneath the Smoking Musket umbrella.
The next game for WVU, it's going to be a while. Two Sundays from now, 2 p.m., ESPN Plus, in the Coliseum, against the Mercyhurst Lakers. This is West Virginia's final non-conference game of the season, and it's against a school that is in their first season of Division I basketball. They made the jump this year. Ken Pomeroy's computer has Mercyhurst ranked 354th right now, and there's 364 Division I teams. So they're not the worst team in their first year in Division I. 12 games in, they played 12 games up to this point. They'll have played 14 by the time they come to the Coliseum two Sundays from now. Their three wins right now, or they've won six games, three of those against teams not in Division I. The other three were against teams that are sub 300 in the KenPom rankings. So not a great resume, kind of aligns with their 356th ranking. But it's kind of deceiving. In their six losses, they've been okay in the first half. Like, they were in their season opener, they were tied with George Washington at halftime. They had first half leads over a good San Francisco team, over Lafayette. There was only one game where they were down by double digits after 20 minutes. The problem is you play 40 minutes, you don't play 20. And so the Lakers of Mercyhurst have been outscored in the second half in their six losses by an average of 17 points. So they can hang for 20, and then the second 20 goes really bad in their losses. Like North Carolina Central, they are causing a good bit of turnovers, and they're most of them from steals, but they're not good at defense. Sounds like they're a little havoc, is what they call it on the football side, where you're not good at defense, so you just try to create havoc. Based on statistics, that's Mercyhurst on defense, but they're not good at defense. Offensively, they shoot the three pretty well. They're good at the free throw line, but overall, not good at offense. They're bad at getting offensive rebounds, and they're bad at keeping other teams from getting offensive rebounds. They have two starters that are shorter than 6 feet. One guy is 5'10", the other is 5'11". And this team plays really slow, so that's a change of pace from most of the teams West Virginia has played so far this season. This is the last game before the gauntlet. I mean, we are in the calm before the storm. You get 8 days before Mercyhurst, then 9 days before the Kansas game. And then after that, it's two games a week until March. No breaks. No, I mean, you might play a Tuesday game and then you play a Saturday game and that's your break. So it's about to get turned up, but not before you play one of the worst teams, with love and respect to Mercyhurst, one of the worst teams in Division I basketball. So got to get those three thresholds. Hopefully we find out good news about KJ's injury and that he is in the rotation. You got 8 days, KJ. So hit the trainer room, do all the stuff, icy hot. Was that BioFreeze? Maybe mix those together. Don't do that. That's probably a bad chemical reaction. Before we get out of here, like, it's been a lot happening with football. And West Virginia got a new coach, and it's a coach they've had before in Rich Rodriguez. And, you know, I'm a history guy, and historically, basketball too, when a guy comes back after being there before, the sequel is not as good as the original run. And Rich Rodriguez, in my lifetime, that's the most exciting. And from a performance standpoint, that's the best West Virginia University has been at football. Obviously, with Pat White, Steve Slayton, Owen Schmidt, Darius Raynaud. I don't know what's going to happen with this experiment. I can tell you in the Smoking Musket Discord that there is a lot of excitement. And when I watched the press conference of him being introduced, he said the word mistake at least five times, possibly more. You could see real emotion in his return. He's 61. He still has a ton of energy. He's saying he's better as a football coach. And so if history says it's not going to go as well the second time as it is the first time, and there's an exception to the rule, and I'm biased here, I obviously want Rich Rodriguez to do as good or better than he did the first go round. And to be clear, as good or better gets you in the college football playoff and gives you a chance to win not just the Big 12 championship, which West Virginia hasn't sniffed since they joined the Big 12. You bypass that and get into, I mean, West Virginia played in a Sugar Bowl. They played in a Fiesta Bowl. There was that one game. that one game happened, followed by him having a different job. That happened. So I don't know if I have skepticism. I'm just looking at history and saying, can it be, Rich Rodriguez would have to be the exception to the rule. And based on what I saw in a press conference, what I will say is that West Virginia has won the offseason already. Like the amount of, the kids call it juice, the amount of juice in the program from the previous coach to the new coach, and he hasn't coached one game in his second stint as WVU head football coach. The juice is real and would not have existed with any other hire that they would have made outside of Nick Saban, which wasn't going to happen, my understanding. The other concern I have is that you don't want to win the offseason. When you're winning off seasons, that means you're not good during the season. And it's a weird one because technically, if you're a good team and you're good during the season, that means you had a good off season. But like if you're winning, let me be more clear. If you're winning the press conference, if you're winning the PR in the off season, I link that with your, it's not as good when you're actually playing the sport. I don't want that to be true. I'm just putting that out there. I'm a little concerned about that, especially, and this is probably not a football guy, but just coming off an off season where the PR was good. the year before, the PR was really bad. Like, they got picked worst out of the conference in the preseason poll, and then they ended up winning 9 games. This is a basketball podcast. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up it's been a big, you know, it's been a big deal. And all the cards on the table, I was a guy who wanted the triple option guy. Just wanted something unique for WVU football as a casual. And I was definitely in the minority on that. And that's okay. I do wish Rich Rod the best in his second stint, and I hope he's the exception to the rule. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Mercyhurst. I guess I've spent a long time about football because calm before the storm. 8 days until Mercyhurst gets me talking about football on a basketball podcast. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season, they have 8 wins and they have 2 losses.
With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.